Blog Talk Radio.
I have a great guest for you today. This is Bonnie Albers on air, and I am so excited to have this guest. And I know she'll come back. I know you're all going to love her. Her name is Kelly. And before I get to Kelly, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about me and how you can reach me, because, you know, it's all about me in the first house. But my name, again, is Bonnie Albers. My brand is Bonnie Albers on Air. So you can go into Facebook and you can find me at Bonnie Albers on Air. And please like us, and like us on Blog Talk Radio, because then you'll get updates and you'll know when my shows are coming up. And I have such great co-hosts and great guests that I really wouldn't want you to miss anything. And just let us know how you like us. Please tell us what you want to hear. If there's something that you're interested in that we're not talking about, please just drop me a line. You can drop me a line at B Albers, A-L-B-E-R-S, bonnie714@aol.com. My new website, which I am so excited about because my assistant, Diana, who is in chat today and is in chat almost all the time when we have shows, she has just put up my website, so we're still working on it, but please go to bonniealbers-on-air, and it is the coolest website. I've got sparkles and butterflies, and oh, my goodness, Diana's a photographer, so she's got pictures up, and please go there and like us. I'm going to put all of my radio shows on there, so you'll be able to hear us live from there, and you'll be able to also get the archives from there. But you can also leave me a message there, and I will get that message. But I would like you at first to please leave it on my email address or go into Facebook. And please find me, Bonnie Mozenter Albers, M-O-Z-E-N-T-E-R Albers. I am a nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant. I'm also a life coach. I'm a CLCIOC, so I have my own business. I specialize in love. I'm a love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues therapist, actually counselor, and I also am a spirit medium. That's my love of everything is my spirit medium work, but I use that. So I say that I'm a love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues expert with a twist of spirit, and that's me. But I don't want to even waste another time talking about what I do because today we have a great show for you. And I am going to introduce you to a very nice, wonderful friend of mine. Her name is Kelly. She's one of the best readers. I couldn't even tell you how she does it because I've never even came across anybody like Kelly before I actually met her. She is so adorable. And most of the people that know Kelly think she's Einstein reincarnated. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Bonnie. Wow, thank you.
I had to tell everybody that because, Kelly, you're one of the most brightest spirit I know, and I don't mean just bright. Your light shines so bright. Your heart shines so bright. But your brain is on fire, girlfriend, and I am just so proud and pleased to even have you, to be able to present you on my show and to even know you because I had a reading with you, and you were fabulous. So can you please tell the audience, our listeners, and our callers how they can get in touch with you and what you do?
Absolutely. I have a good old simple phone. My number is 719-289-4907. Please leave a message. It's an old eccentric phone. Make sure you leave your name, leave your number. I do call back, so I'll get back to you within 48 hours. And I will say that's with a caveat because I've discovered that my phone has taken on a life of its own, and sometimes it doesn't deliver voicemail messages for a day or two. So if you haven't heard back,
my
patient is like, yeah, I know. If you haven't heard back me in 3 days, call again, you know. But also another place to get a hold of me is I'm on Facebook. We have a group called Spiritual Learning Connection. And there we invite, you know, all kinds of people. I've invited you, you know, post your shows there, you know, whether they're upcoming or whether they're archived, so people can go back and listen to them. It's like we're just kind of encouraging all kinds of spiritual learning there. So, you know, it's open to everybody. The only thing I tell people if they're going to come into the group is, you know, read the post at the beginning because literally it's like play nice in the sandbox, you know. That's the only rule we have,
that.
But anybody can come in and join, and I don't have really an administrative, you know, control on that. So, you know, if you're a member, you can add people, you can post things, you know, whatever. It's like it's just kind of a free and open place, and I love that Age of Aquarius because I'm Aquarius.
Oh, I love that. Of course, Kelly, because with your brain and all those airwaves, I knew you were an Aquarius. But I have to tell, I know I want you to talk, but I just have to tell people she's so fabulous. She has also her own show on Blog Talk Radio, and that is, isn't it the spiritual show, same name, Kelly? So you want to tell,
she does
a meditation.
Yes, it's a spiritual learning channel, and I kind of burned myself out in November because I have not one show, but I have three. I actually have one that I do. Because I'm also a reverend, don't let that out of the bag too far. But I know. But I do.
No marrying anybody on our show.
Right. It's called Love. as well as Love, Light, Prayer, Share, I Declare, because I shared the Joel Osteen's, a couple of his books, the I Declare book. You know, he has like this thing where it's positive speech, you know, for 31 days. And then he's got a new book out called Breaking Out, and it's 5 ways, you know, to live a fantastic, extraordinary life, you know, so I'm sharing those. And I also do one that's called Health Corner. I do like, come on, I do like, you know, 7 little health tips. And with that one, I'm sharing the, it might as well be like book on tapes. It's called The Hopi Survival Kit, and it's a pretty amazing book. It was written back in 1997, so it's kind of old.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Well, honey, if you can share any health tips, bodies never change. Just remember that, Kelly, because I'm a nurse. So when you bleed, you bleed. And as so far, yep. I remember we have red blood because I still see it with my son who cuts himself. And I bleed blue, but that's okay, so I know how to take care of that. So it doesn't matter how long your book, how long that book was written, because really body parts, bodies, only thing that changes is equipment and theory. So I'm glad that you have that. But what I do want to tell you to tell the people before we do take the first caller, besides I want you to tell them what you do, is I love your meditation. It's hard for me to meditate, Kelly, and when I listen to your meditation, of which you have to send me, girlfriend,
I'm sorry.
Really, really was good. So please tell the people, because I know a lot of people want to learn how to meditate. They'd like something to meditate, especially guided meditation. So can you tell them, you do have a guided meditation, correct?
I do.
Because that's what
I
listen to.
Right. It's like it's actually they can download. It's actually the podcast. It's the most recent one. It's the one that you listened to was I don't know if it's podcast. It's in archives. It's in Blog Talk archives, and you can just go and you can download it. So yeah, I've been experimenting with those. It's like I tried several of them before I kind of got my sound system, you know, sound stuff right. So the first couple, three ones are kind of, you know, it's like it was ocean waves in the background, but it came across as static, and I was like, oh, that's bad. So I finally got a couple things that worked, though.
Well, I got to tell you, I love you, and I am going to take first caller, but I do have somebody here for you. I'm getting spirit here. The last 3 days, I guess it's because of the holidays, the spirits are coming at me quickly, and you're going to take the callers, but I do have a spirit here for you, and he said he's very proud of you. And, and he said he's very, very proud of you. And he's kind of standing in the kitchen with a big sink around him. So I don't know what that's supposed to mean, Kelly, and what it's supposed to mean, but he's on top of me, glittering my skin to tell you how proud he is of you. And if you could just tell and I'm sorry, audience, I had to tell her because for the last 3 days I've had so many spirits here, which I love, adore, and do. So if I get a message, I have to say it. So, Kelly, can you tell the people before I take our first caller how you read and what you get?
How I read and what I get. I say I am merely a card reader. That's all I do. The cards that I use are actually from Atlantean times. So they've been around for, you know, millennia. And they were actually geared to our planet, specifically for our planet. It's very mathematically based. It's like probabilities, but you know the people who put this together were apparently excessively smart. It's like the first place that we really honestly see this card system show up is in the Bible, because the guys, the three wise men or the three magi, the three astrologers from the East, they were of the order of the Magi, which is what this card system is. It was underground for literally centuries. It came to light in the modern times, in the 1800s, with this guy by the name of, I believe it's Omi Richmond. And then this gentleman that brought it forward more is Robert Lee Camp. And so that's the card system. It's just our poker deck. It's our poker deck, and it's hidden information right under our nose, like most things are. So
I love
phenomenal.
That.
I love it.
I do, Kelly, and you were, I remember meeting you, and I had just met you, and you said, I'll never forget it, because that's why you endeared me to your heart, and Diane, I'm going to take the first caller, which is you, so just give me 1 second to say this story, because you know it's all about me. And when I met Kelly, what endeared me to her was she called me up, I was new on a program, and she said, it's your birthday, and I have a read, you know, I would like to offer you a reading. It blew my mind. One is, I always feel that all of us light workers should help each other, be with each other, and give as many messages as we can to each other, and that's what we have available to us. Just like when I'm a nurse and somebody asks me to give them a Band-Aid, of course I'm going to take care of them. So I always feel that that's wonderful, although I've never asked. And I do the same thing Kelly does. But when she offered that to me and I took it, she blew my mind. So I am going to actually take the first caller because I want you to see how this works. And at the end, if we have any time, Kelly, then you're going to talk more about these cards. So, Kelly, you got your first caller. And let me, Diana?
Hi.
Diana?
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Connection.
I am giving you Kelly. Kelly, this is Diana. Go for it, guys.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Diana. What I need is I need your month and day, and then if we're looking at something in a yearly thing, what I need is your month and day of birth and then your current age.
Okay. I was born in August 1966, and I'm 47.
August 19th?
August the 6th.
Oh, whoops, August the 6th. There we go. Okay, August the 6th of 66 and 47. Okay, good deal. August 6th. Wow, you are right in the middle of Leo. You are a Leo girl? Holy moly. You've got an amazing one. You are a double seven of diamonds. Sevens are the cards of faith anyway. They're all about learning to let go, learning to, you know, whether it's have a little faith and love comes to you, you know, tends to be the seven of hearts. But the diamonds, that's about, it's about finances, but I'm pretty sure this one is called, yeah, it's called the card of spiritual values. It's right. One of the unique cards in the poker deck because it's called the semi-fixed card. And you have this kind of special, you know, unique family of seven different cards. You really fall into a different category than the rest of cards, you know, the seven do. You've got a special mark on your life. You can be really stubborn, but you're also very creative. And if you have your thoughts in alignment, some are destined to become millionaires in this life by accessing emphasis on the high side of the spiritual money card. By suit, you're always connected with money. As a spiritual member, you've got to, here's the flip side, you've got to maintain this non-attached attitude about money or you experience continual problems in that area. So you're either worrying about money all the time and not having enough, or you're not worrying and it just, like, you know, rains on you, okay? But regardless,
yeah.
Any of your life lessons is going to come through money. The deeper sense of the diamonds, you guys are the adults of the deck, is about your values. You know, this lifetime is kind of, you know, about you're here to discover really what is important to you. Other avenues, you know, for life learning here is your close relationships, you know, families, lovers, friends, are really important to you. You've got close ties, here's a comic strip for better or worse, with your family, and you really share in your family's trials and every, you know, friends, everybody's close to your heart. You have a high spiritual love nature that often entails making personal sacrifices for your family and other close relationships. There is really little that you wouldn't do on behalf of, you know, your parents, family, children, whoever. And, again, this is one of the most spiritual cards in the deck. And your success in life comes from approaching life in ways other than traditional or materialistic ways. You know, to be really successful, it's you live in the faith that all your needs will be provided. And it's like sometimes that's a really hard mindset to get to, and this is, I'm going to refer you to Joel Osteen because he's really on the positive, you know, positive upbeat, and it's like, you know, he's got that twist of he's a pastor, you know, in the United States here, but he really has a very highly positive outlook. And, you know, you listen to him for 30 minutes and you go, wow, I'm just, you know, I'm rejuvenated. I'm ready to go on this. But, you know, it's keeping it, and it's like the secret. I mean, you know, so many of these things tie in. It's like, you know, Greg Braden's work stuff with all his, I mean, I love his book, The Isaiah Effect. He's come out with, you know, Deep Truth. He's come out with, the one I really like is the one on the secret, ancient secret of the secret of the lost mode of prayer. There we go. I always have to struggle with that one. But he calls, it's so funny because he calls, he's a scientist, and he calls prayer technology. And it's like, it's hilarious, but man, does it work. You know, and there's so many of this, you know, of this learning, and it's coming from all different directions, which makes a lot of sense because we're all coming, I mean, we scattered out from Atlantean times, and we're all coming back to it, and it's all, you know, this knowledge is becoming worldwide just in different formats so different people from different walks of life can get it.
Yes.
Okay, you're usually restless. You can make a lot of changes either in occupation or locations. You know, you might have what I call a loose foot. My mom had a gypsy foot, and it's like she loved to move. Your love life, here we go, until sacrifice and disappointment, until, big until, you learn to let others go and just be as they are. This is, you know, the only person you can ever change is yourself. So it's like, you know, if you're getting involved with somebody,
yeah,
don't ever look at it as, you know, I'm going to change this person, because you won't. It's like, it'll never happen. In your spiritual space, you find inner satisfaction and validation for your own intuition, because you're very intuitive. Once you're on your spiritual path, kind of everything in your life is put into proper perspective. You can excel in any chosen field. Just some special concerns about relationships. It's really convoluted. It's like you need to let go of personal attachments, which is, you know, it's like you get into a relationship to be personally attached, but it's like because it's kind of a universal thing. It's like it's learning to love the person, but you don't have expectations of them, and it's having a more spiritual approach to love. Okay. By nature, you're a really loving person. You're willing to make a lot of sacrifices. You're one of those people who would give people the shirt off your back, okay? And you're bound to have one or more karmic love involvements that really challenge you to raise, you know, your level of love, I'll say, to a more spiritual, it's not really responsible, but, you know, just more awareness maybe of heights, okay? Like the other cards, you've got high ideals associated with love and partnership. But really, you're more or less kind of destined to have those ideals tested every step of the way. Okay.
Yes, you have.
You're
going to
go through
yes,
so many more
have.
Tests, man. I'll tell you what. Okay. And here's some of the flip side. The stubbornness and independence, you know, that you have attracts powerful relationships into your life, and those are the ones that teach you the important lessons. Your karma cards. This is your family of cards that kind of circle around with you. Is people who are the Nine of Hearts, the Ace of Clubs, Two of Hearts, Jack of Hearts, Eight of Clubs, and King of Spades. And then there's you, the Seven of Diamonds. You guys are all in that, like, fixed and semi-fixed family. So it's like you will have a lot of involvements with those people, who have those birth cards. The other thing I will say is at 47, probably a couple years ago, you might have reached what I would call an epiphany of some sort.
Yeah.
Because this is... this is a system that is, I mean, we have so many things like our sine waves. Okay, we have science has discovered that we have a learning curve. Like for our children, 45 minutes, you learn something new, the brain takes it in. You need 45 minutes to review it. And it's like, I've looked at these 45-minute cycles, and there's not only 45-minute cycles, there's a 45-year cycle with these cards. You step into this planet, you have a set of cards to come with you, okay, in a specific order. When you reach the age of 45, that's your rebirth year, because you have the exact same layout. So ages 45 to 90 is kind of a rehash of, you know, ages 0 to 45, except you've had 45 years to go, wow, I've learned a lot, and I'm going to take this up an octave. And that's what people often refer to as the midlife crisis that happens when you're at age 45.
Yeah.
And people, you know, they sit there and go, yeah, you know, they kind of sit there and go, we don't know you anymore. What happened to you? You know, it's like, and yeah, it's like, well, I revamped myself, and it's like all these things are happening. It's like, it's amazing.
It's true.
let's see. Now, this is a section here where it's like, if you don't currently have a pencil or pen and a piece of paper in your hand, I'm going to encourage you to go back to archives and get this, because what I'm going to do is for this year, since you're 47, okay, and we've just gone into, August. I'm going to give you the time frames for each of the planetary rulers for you, because you have an individual, you know, I'll say personalized year every year, and it's like, but once you get it, it'll be the same. With you being, okay, August 6th, your Mercury time frame begins August 6th, and it runs for 52 days. Each of these planetary rulers run for 52 days. So you've got Mercury starting on your birthday, and it goes until September 27th. Venus time frame starts on September 27th, and it goes through to November 18th. Then you start the third time frame is Mars, and it goes from November 18th up to January 10th. Your Jupiter time frame, which is your most blessed time of the year, that's, you know, when really positive good things happen, is from January 10th. So, you know, this is upcoming. So right now, yeah, you're on Mars. Is January 10th until March 3rd. And then you have Saturn come in, which is, it's just a flip, you know, reverse of Jupiter. So it's like everything's, you know, it's your learning lessons. It's the hardest time of your year usually. Is March 3rd until April 24th. Your Uranian time frame comes in from April 24th until June 15th, and then Neptune hits from June 15th until your birthday again. So kind of, you know, go back, keep those in mind. And then what I'm going to tell you here for this year, for your 47th year, your long-range card, what you're looking at, oh, karma card, you've got the Six of Clubs. So this is going to be a year when you can discover, you know, what you're really here for, what your life plan is for, you know, what's going on. It also can be what's called kind of static. It's like there won't be a lot of changes, you know, either or with, you know, with certain things. And I'll say, since it's a club, it's going to say maybe with your, you know, education, you know, field or, you know, communication, something like that. Mercury. Okay, the cards you have in your Mercury time frame is the Ten of Clubs and the Two of Diamonds. And we'll go back to those, or I can, you know, catch you another day, and we'll kind of go over what some of those were.
Yeah.
Your Venusian time frame, you have a King of Diamonds, which is a businessman card, and the Ace of Hearts, which is, you know, looking for love, you know, looking.
Yeah, looking for, she is. Yes, she is. She's looking for her King of Diamonds and her Ace of Hearts, or whatever you said. Yeah. But I'm going to, you've got about 4 minutes, and then we're going to take another caller. So please tell her everything that you can, because then I'll let her come back.
Okay, I sure will. Okay, in your Mars time frame, you have, like I said, just jot these down, a Seven of Clubs and a Three of Spades. Those can be problematic. This is because the Seven of Clubs, and it's where you are, you're at right now. Seven of Clubs is that, you know, have faith. The have faith cards, and in Mars, you're going to be dealing with men in some sort of ways. If you're in kind of any kind of legal situations, this might be more challenging. The Three of Spades gives you a lot of creativity, the threes do, but they can be a lot of stress and worry if you don't channel your mind into, you know, more positive things. Spades is also kind of a heads up for watch out for your health. It's like, don't get so stressed and worried that you're not sleeping at night, or, you know, doing your exercise or taking care of yourself. So really watch your health. In your Jupiter time frame, you've got a Five of Spades, that's the Wanderer card, and you've got a Six of Hearts, this karmic relationship possibly coming in there. Five of Spades is an indicator a lot of times that you might geographically relocate. It's like there's a lot of times that happens, or if you don't physically, you know, geographically locate, I've known people start, you know, they change the furniture like every week. You know, they move stuff around. They really fix stuff up. Okay. In your Saturn time frame, you've got a Three of Clubs, and, oh, wow, you've got the King of Spades there. King of Spades is really that card where if you're prepared to take on your own business, you're the captain of your ship in that moment. But it's going to take a lot of work for Saturn. Okay, but you've got that creativity. You've got a Three with the Clubs, and so you've got that creativity and the learning. So you might be learning something new and you know, going on with your own business, okay? But it is. It's going to be spades. You know, think of work in the garden hoe. You don't get to use the rototiller. It's like you're out there with your hand spade, okay?
Yeah.
You've got a Seven of Hearts. Oh, there's your universal love. And you've got an Ace of Diamonds. So new ways to make money coming in Uranus. And it's the double lightning bolt. It's Aquarius. So it's very unexpected things happen. And then in your Neptune, you've got a Nine of Spades. That a lot of times can be like a death and a rebirth. It's, you know, one door is closing, something's going to happen where a door closes and another door opens. So it's going to be like a graduation. Just be, if you look at it as being disappointed, it's going to come across as disappointment. If you look at it as going, I'm Linus, I'm letting go of my blanket so Lucy can go wash it, it's like it's better. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not that.
And the last two that are your yearly cards for this year is a Pluto and Result card. You've got a Six of Clubs and a Ten of Hearts. The Pluto is the challenge card. It's the Six of Clubs, and that's ironically is the same as your long range card this year. So it's really something about learning where you're going to be, and it might be, you know, taking on more schooling, something like that. But the result is going to be, you've got this Ten of Hearts coming out with positive one. You're going to end up with a social circle of ten, really a lot of support. And it's, you know, so I'm going, are you going to run a daycare? I don't know. You know? And so I'm going to keep the things that are, you know, that are in the Hearts, man. What's that?
I said, how about a health? She is in a health group, so maybe she'll end up running it, you know, like a you know, management group, pain management group. So that would be a good thing.
There you go. Okay.
That would be great. Thank you. That's really brilliant.
Well, wait a minute. Are you done? Are you done, or do you need an? Because aren't you wrapping it up? Don't you have some more cards to take her through the end of the year, right? Till she gets to August, don't you? Or did you do them all?
That was her Neptune time frame was that nine of. I can give you just a little bit. Well, see, actually, I was gonna if we got a couple minutes here. It's like she's in Mars right now. I was gonna give you just a little bit more detail for that seven of clubs and the three of space here. Your seven of clubs. In the Mars, I was kind of curious to see what in the world that was, because that's, okay, this is watch out for arguments or things that bring on problems. Okay?
Yeah, that makes
sense. Okay. Relationship with men in general could be a bit difficult during this time period, but solutions to your problem lies within you, not in them, okay? Opposition that comes up to plans or, you know, desires of your heart can elicit anger and negativity in you at this time, so just really be careful with that. And again, this is about, the sevens are about overcoming that. Caution is advised in all your legal matters and affairs with men until you can take, it just says, you know, you can take kind of full responsibility with, attitudes and beliefs, okay? So it's like really there's some work, there's some internal work for you, okay? Fear is often, just remember this one, fear is often at the root of all anger and negative thinking, and it's like, you know, depression is anger turned inward. So it's like make sure your anger is outward, but make sure it's targeted at a target, okay? Elevate your mind with positive affirmation. So, you know, again, it's like, you know, get your 3x5 card and figure out, you know, some things that you want to positively affirm. One of the coolest things I just learned was the I am. It's whatever follows those two words. If you think of, you know, I am brilliant, I am strong, I am talented, or would you rather say, oh, I'm a bad parent, I'm having a bad day. Okay, do you see the difference in just how the tones of those go? So whatever you're going to follow your I am with, make it something really good. And say those. Say this to yourself, like, you know, every hour on the hour or whatever. Elevate your mind with positive affirmation. Expose yourself to sources of spiritual knowledge and really good inspiration to get the most from this time frame in the Mars. And then looking at your other Mars card, that is that three. Let me see, where'd that go? That's that three of spades, and we'll see what else that has to say. And I'm really sure, like I said, I know the threes are very, very creative. You know, you've got a lot of creative energy going on with that. But again, there's that caveat of, you know, watch out, it doesn't turn to, I call it the hamster wheel. It's like, you know, be careful you don't get stressed out. You can be undecided in business or work matters, possibly the result. You might be having two jobs at once somehow or getting two offers of work at this time, something like that. It's really, it's again, it's not a good aspect of legal matters. There's some, you know, some doubts, unsettled issues, you know, in that regard. With that influence, though, your own aggressive pursuit of all that you desire could get you involved in more projects or jobs. You know, you got too many irons in the fire, okay, than you can handle. And it could be more draining than helpful at this time. So just don't, you know, learn to say no. Don't overdo yourself already. And then again, it just looks back and says, "Here's, you know, here's that seven again." So it's like, yeah. So between the seven and three, they're always, you know, there's more creativity going on. But again, it's just really be careful that you don't get caught in a downward spiral. Really be focused on making sure you got, you know, positive things going on.
I love that. Okay. I so love that. Diana, I love that. Everything she said, I totally, because I know you, and go back and listen. She's hit every point.
Yes.
But I have a special guest that I have to announce. I don't know that she wants me to announce her on the air, but I am taking the next caller. So, Diana, please run my chat and do it and tell everybody you love them. And if they can't get on today, we will absolutely, we'll run overtime if we need to, but that Kelly will be back. So I'm going to put you on hold.
Thank you.
And I'm going to take the next
caller. Thank you so much, Kelly. Aww.
You betcha.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Kelly, I have a really special guest. I don't know that she's going to want you to use her name, and if she doesn't, I'll let her tell you. This is a very, very, very special friend of mine, and I am going to put her on 1414. You are on with Kelly. Hello.
Can I use your name?
Can I use your name?
You can call me Chris.
Chris, okay.
I've got to tell everybody who listens, and you too, Kelly, she has one of the top shows on Blog Talk Radio. I am so in awe of her. I was just on her show. Let me tell you, it's called Curious Times. It's on from 10 to 12 at night here, and it is one of the top shows. I am so honored and blessed when she asked me to be on it. And I, with no further ado, because this is a cool, cool reading. Chris, this is Kelly. Kelly, this is Chris.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Kelly, I wanted to ask you, this sounds a lot like, is this a Robert Camp Destiny system?
Yes, that's what it is.
Oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. I had a friend who was a guest on my show several times, and she, you know, was certified and used this system also, and she got killed earlier this year. She was murdered. And she wasn't, you know, like she sent me a report, you know, a full life report or whatever the year before, and then just around this time last year, she sent me a birthday reading, you know, and we're always, you know how people are, we're always like, okay, well, just call me and I'll walk you through it, and, you know, and then the next day comes and the next day, and you know, then a month went by and poof, she was gone, and it's certainly for her family and everybody who knew her, tragedy and everything like that. And so, and you know, her heart was so, she adopted this girl, this troubled girl in Mexico, and it wound up being the girl and some other older woman, friend of hers that like killed her in her home.
Oh my goodness.
It was a brutal murder.
Horrible.
It was just shocking.
That's
it was
horrible.
So, it's one of those times where you go, like,
but you know what?
You can only you can only find comfort at all in the concept of, if you believe that we choose our life path and our blueprint and our soul contracts and all of that kind of stuff, and for me it was just hard for that while to get over, like, the image of how the murder happened and getting that out of my head, you know, when I closed my eyes. It was just awful, brutal, and so anyway, enough about all that.
I have to tell you, Chris, because you know I interrupt everybody, but this is like you know, Kelly and you coming together will be like a union of this, because this girl in spirit, I am sure, is watching. So this is a fabulous, fabulous thing that you called. I am so honored and blessed that you called.
It's not
and
a
Kelly,
very common,
go for it.
I haven't run across
no,
very many people at all that use the system, and so never mind that know it fluently enough, you know, and everything like that. So anyway, Kelly, it is actually my birthday in 2 days from now. And, so
happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
December 14th, 1965, if that's what you need.
Okay, let's see. December. Okay, yeah. Oh, and there was something else I was gonna mention. I totally forgot about this. Today is 12/12. In the Native American way, I'm not sure if there's other systems or people that do this, but this is called like the special blessing day. So if you're gonna do prayers and that kind of stuff, this is an awesome day to do this, energetic wise.
Thank you.
Okay, December 14th. Oh, wow, okay. You are a four clubs, and you have a six diamonds as your planetary ruler. A lot of them. You like stability. You like stability, and I will say right off the bat, you are somebody, what was your current age? Totally spaced that one.
My current age, I think I'm 47 coming 48.
Okay.
It's always hard when it's 65.
65,
so,
okay, there we go. Okay. 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yes, you will be, yes, in 2 days, you will be 48. There you go, okay.
Right on.
Okay.
You're like, take out.
Indeed. For the clubs, I know the clubs people, they're called the scholars of the deck. And, I have five children, so I can honestly say my club boy, he is the one that had the most learning disabilities of all the kids, because he really had a struggle with, you know, reading, that kind of stuff. And he's also currently the only one who has a master's degree in civil engineering, because he was really determined. So the clubs are learning people, and it's like there is very little that you cannot, you know, if you decide you want to be a brain surgeon or, you know, rocket scientist, you can absolutely go for that and do that, okay, because you just have the brain for it. The five club, or five clubs, wow, this is the right one here. Four clubs people, and there we go. It's called the mental satisfaction part. It really is a part of stability. But you've got this, the underlying, you've got a five of clubs underlying you. It also indicates really a lot of hidden restlessness that can manifest in several ways. You're really progressing, and you can really utilize your creative, you know, creativity, your new ideas for whatever, you know, your chosen line of work is. And then rather than let that restlessness keep you from achieving any success, you use that four to give you that solidity that you want to do. You really know, it's like, you know what you know, and you're not likely to change your mind on behalf of anybody else unless you see, you know, the value of change, you know, for yourself, unless they can show you, you know, unequivocally that, you know, this is the best way to do it, and it's like, then you'll go, okay. Stubborn could describe you really well in many cases. Think of the stubbornness, like Taurus people are very stubborn. You're fond of arguments, since you usually win, and you usually do really well in legal matters.
Yeah.
You've got a good physical constitution, and you're not afraid of hard work. You know, visualize that as like, you know, you're one of those people who go out and, you know, buck bales in the field all day and just, you know, come in and take a long breath and go, okay, I'm ready to go again.
Yeah.
It's really a successful card, too. You're good at sales work. You enjoy talking about what you believe in. You're really popular. You do well in groups. As long as, here's the caveat, is don't let your love of debate get out of hand. I bet you did really. If you were in debate in high school, you probably did very well. But, you know, you're going to have a fine reputation in your work. Also, your other challenge is you want a successful love life, and it is one of your major life challenges. Because often your drive and determination, it really masks a desire to be accepted by other people. And ironically, it's the same acceptance that you would find difficulty in giving yourself, okay? It's like you're looking for it externally. It's like, yeah, okay. There's that internal work, and it's like the only one I've got for that one, yes, thank you. It's like they pop stuff in my mind here for me, my group does, is, you know, the two great commands is, you know, love your God, you know, whole heart, mind, soul, strength, and spirit. But the second is love your neighbor as you love yourself. So loving yourself is not like Narcissus looking in the mirror, looking in the pond and seeing himself. It's like it's not that kind of love. It's that love that fills your heart and soul up, and it's like your cup runneth over. Because when you truly love yourself and respect yourself, it's easy to give that to others. But it's like you need to some work on giving that to yourself. Your last years of life are often the most successful. You usually end up with, financially kind of set, you know, or at least protected. Collectively, the four clubs people are what's called the keepers of knowledge. And you're really here to show the rest of us that information has a practical value and that we can be happy and successful by applying what we already have. Now in relationships, you're throwing the side there, can manifest in a lot of ways. Your need for affection is a major issue in your life, and that's combined with that restlessness again. And there's kind of a little bit of a fear of commitment in some cases, or, it can cause a lot of untold pain in relationships. And if it's not you yourself, then it comes as a mirror image, and you draw people in who are not able to make commitments as well. If you can just find a partner that appreciates a little space, you'll be a lot happier. It's like I've heard it talked about and said that, like how plants root. It's like if plants get root-bound, they don't do as well. And so it's kind of like, you know, in a relationship, you need to have room for both you and your partner to let your roots go out without just, you know, interconnecting and enmeshing with each other, okay?
Yeah.
You both will grow better. You've got a Jack of Spades in your Venus. You've also got to watch this tendency to be attracted to people who are kind of like, I'll say, the bad boys, okay? Low reputation, morality, whatever, okay? Because, you know, if you're choosing to operate, and it is a choice, you know, if you're choosing to operate on the lower side, you can draw in some of the most romantic, dishonest guys in the deck, okay, or, you know, kind of, you know, be that way with people, whatever. you can be drawn to artists or other people in really highly creative fields because that really, you know, it's a mental thing and you really, you know, you enjoy that. But those are often the people with really, you know, kind of some questionable characteristics. On the higher level, you know, that's a low note. On the higher side, you can it can be as an attraction to those of a more spiritual perspective on life, and those relationships usually fare much better. So just remember, you're looking for the bad boys with a halo. How about that, okay?
Hey, that's what I end up with. So, you know, everybody else can do the same, okay?
There you go. Okay. Well, let's see. Just kind of some general connections with the spade. You can have easy friends, companions, whatever, with males who are spades. The diamonds and heart males find you especially appealing. Other quad males will be a big challenge for you. The one exception might be is if you get someone who is like a five of spades or earth spades, a five of clubs or a three of clubs, because those two, when the two cards are right together like that, the card that's the higher numerical value is usually the leader in the relationship, and they play what's called the sun roll. So if you, for example, have a three of clubs male that you're, you know, involved with, you'll be the leader in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Darn. Just got cut off.
Hello?
I just got cut off.
Oh,
can you
know
hear me?
Why? Because I think,
oh. Okay,
I think
we lost Kelly.
Yeah, we
okay.
lost Kelly.
I thought
so
I got.
Then you and I can talk, Chris. So see, look, I mean, you know, now you've got me. So, I do have, just what you wanted, right? I'll pick her back up as soon as she calls. But, you know, it's so amazing, and that's what I was so excited. Kelly's been a friend for a long time, and she is, you know, a friend of mine read for her, and he said that she was Einstein reincarnated. If you've ever talked to her about physics, she talks in nanoparts. I'm talking about I have a husband that talks physics, and she was reading the same type of book. So, I mean, he just finished the book she read. So it's amazing what kind of computer brain she came down with. And, you know, she is a heck of a reader. And she's a joy to have. She's, you know, really good. And it is interesting that she reads. I don't know anybody that reads like her, but you said you did. You had a girlfriend that did.
Well, I actually have. I do have my whole, as I said, like this friend of mine, she did this full destiny life report, and then she sent it to me. Hey, and so far what Kelly's been talking about is definitely exactly what's contained in this report that my friend gave for me, and and so she's definitely using that system, and I just it's not. I ran into one other person who's not very available, if you know what I mean. Who does the system, but it's just a shame. Just a shame that you know, and you know, that's the lesson, hey, is we always think we have tomorrow. Oh, I'll talk to you about it tomorrow, and then poof, something like that happens, and you gotta do it. You gotta do it when you can, because you can't. You have no guarantee of tomorrow.
Well, you know, Chris, I'm a very big believer in that we write our. If you heard yesterday, Susan and I did a show on A1R, and it was all about writing your own life path. And I will tell you that I believe that we write everything. There is no coincidences. We pick these lives for reasons. The toughest lives, if you heard Susan and I last night, said is the life lessons, the greatest life lessons, and the soul's greatest way to expand. So I even said this last night, that if you write yourself in and you have a great life, we all look at you, you're rich, you're famous, you're happy, you've got a million things in love, you've kind of taken a state around what your soul needs to learn. So I so feel for you with this girl. I know that she meant something on this earth plane, and that she is not here anymore. She has absolutely learned
I got to interrupt you just because so Kelly is Spiritual Learning Channel in the chat room, and she's lost her, she has no service. It sounds like she must have been using her cell phone. So listen, like if you have a way of getting her home phone number, you can have the switchboard call her for free. And so, because it sounds like, it sounds like her cell phone is dead. And
okay,
so if she can PM your assistant, Diana, a phone number that you can dial from the switchboard, she won't incur any long distance charge. And it's easy to do. I could walk you through that if you want to try that, if you can get a number from Kelly.
Okay, I'm going to try that. So let me tell Diana. Okay, here. Diana's typing something. So
or if she
see.
Has
it
Skype.
Be-
Why could she use Skype?
Because she has no... Yeah, she has Skype. Does she have Skype? She's not getting a signal is what I hear. So
okay.
Probably what's going to happen is... well, let me see if she can use Skype. Skype. Sometimes this happens, and you know,
because obviously
Kelly,
her computer's working, because she's chatting.
Yeah. Well, she
so
said
she
can Skype.
So she, so she should just click, and she should know this, because if she's a host on BTR, there's a little blue S button right beside the phone number at the top of the chat room there, right above Bonnie's picture. And just click that, and then it'll give you a few prompts. Click about three different pop-up boxes open, and then you're in. And
well,
so,
Diana, can you hear this? Oh, okay.
She shouldn't call you. She's calling you. She shouldn't call
so
you.
So how do I?
Just
okay,
hang up. Just say ignore. Okay. I'm wondering if she can hear if she can hear what I'm saying right now, and if she can hear what I'm saying right now, then I need her to let me know that in the chat room that she can hear me. And
what she's just texted is that she has she's not dead. Her battery is full, but she has no service. And what she hears is military helicopters going over. So what I'm going to think is that she is not able to contact us in any type
of...
If
she has Skype. She has Skype. Okay, Kelly.
Okay, she said, she's listening.
Okay,
so go ahead and
listening.
Talk to her.
So, Kelly, if you scroll up from the chat room, go to nearly the top of the page, okay? And it'll say, you'll see where it says call in to speak with the host. It gives a phone number. And right beside that, there's a little blue S. And if it's not there, then you need to refresh your page. And if you can see the blue S, all you have to do is click on that. However, if you have a paid Skype account, you just dial the number. You know what I mean? Because it's a free call that way, too. But if you click the blue S button, then it'll be a little window will open up, and it'll say, heads up, we're going to shut the sound down, and you go, okay. And then another little window pops up, and you need to enlarge that window a little bit, and then it'll say, you know, blah, 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 and you go, yeah. And then another window will pop up, and you click on the click to talk, and then it'll complete the call for you. And so there you go.
She sees it,
and she doesn't have a paid Skype account, so she should not dial that number. She sees the Skype button, and she'll be good. She'll be in momentarily, I'm sure.
Okay, good. And then we can finish your reading.
Yes.
But thank goodness that you have come today, because I would have to finish the callers, and they would have to hear all about the spirits that have been with me all day and yesterday.
Hey,
do you got
any spirits around, kicking around for me?
I had Kelly's husband, and when Kelly's husband, he was really heavy in here. And now unless somebody walks up to me and I'll let you know it, I will tell you who's here, because usually they come in groups. And when they do come in groups, I have to, you know, they'll tell me who to assign them to. Like last night I had two, and they were both, you know, for the two callers. I don't feel anybody right now. I'm going to ask Spirit to step up and see if
that's
I
okay.
do.
That's okay.
So,
that's okay. It was just on a whim, you know what I mean? No big deal.
Yeah.
And so Yeah, I totally agree. You know, and that's about the whole soul contracts and things like this, and
Somebody is here, and I'm gonna say it's a male.
Okay.
I'm asking him to come and give me some other clues.
Okay.
Do you have an uncle? Do you have an she might be on right now.
If she is, then just go ahead with her. It's her show. I don't want to take over her show.
Callie?
Yep, there we go.
All right.
Okay, Callie. We'll see again. Okay,
hey.
Go ahead, Callie. Go for it.
All righty, there we go. Callie. All right. And let's see. What I was looking for with Chris is we're looking up. Yeah, I know. That was weird even for me. Because, I mean, I typically have, electronical problems, but it's like I've never had anything that specific happened before, but it's like, the whole time we were knocked out of service, it was those helicopters were going over. That was really weird.
Well, the government must have found out that you were talking to Chris from Curious Times, and now you're going to be visited by the men in black, and you're now
can
on the radar.
Here?
You're now on the radar.
They don't say that. I already have a friend who does that. It's like she's already been through that. It's like, no.
Well, Kelly, send them here. I can handle them. Go ahead.
I spend my time avoiding those guys. That's okay. Oh, golly. Well, let's see. Well, what I'm going to say here is, I'll just say for this year, what you're finishing up on, is you've had the Jack of Diamonds as your long range card. And you're finishing up, you're into your Neptune time frame for the next few days. You've had the Five of Spades here for not only Neptune, but also in the Uranian time period, and also the Seven of Clubs. The Five of Spades is called the card of the wanderer. And if you were ever going to geographically relocate, it would be, something like that would be happening in this time frame, like in the past, couple, 3 months that this might have happened, I don't know. Either that or you've been just really super restless with a lot of different things in life. And just really kind of, it's called the card of the wanderer for a good reason. It's like you really kind of are checking things out and going, it's kind of almost like a purpose-finding thing. It's like, golly, why am I here? What am I doing? What am I here for? It's like, what's going on? And it's like you feel really, I'll just say restless. You're just restless and unsettled, okay? Does that make any sense?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've hit a wall 5 years ago, and like that hardworking person that was well set up financially and everything, that was me until about 5 years ago. And I've been coasting on my savings ever since. And, and so I'm going like, come on, like what the hell? Like I mean, I've never been unemployed, never mind 5 years. I can't find something decent that I want to do and everything like that. And so, as much as not wandering physically, but going, I just build in 5 years of rest at the end of my life? Is this it for me? You know what I mean? Like, am I going? And what's going on? Because I either need to do, I need to make a comeback now,
What's really interesting, I'll give you this kind of a little look here. It's like, because you're talking, 5 years ago, about age 42, 43. For your long-range time frame in 42, you had the Seven of Hearts, which is, it's part of faith, but it's a lot of rest. And you had some really restless cards that year. The 43rd year, you had a Nine of Spades. You had for a long range, it's like you had an ending of a way of life.
Mm.
And it's like that, that really was strange.
Yeah.
But in your 44th year, it's called the rebirth year, you had the Eight of Spades there, which really talks about, you've got a lot of power to do things. But your 44th year is really muddled. It's like almost being the London fog.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's called your pre-birth year, and it's likened to the time that you were in utero, in your mother. So it's like it's that time frame where it's like nothing is clear. You just literally, you feel like you're walking and you can feel like two feet in front of you. Okay, that's what it feels like. And then when you came in with your 45th year, you know, it was your rejuvenation thing, your rebirth year, you had a 3 of hearts as your long range. So there was, you know, your, I want to say, you know, it's kind of like, you know, your heart was divided. It's like you were being kind of maybe like torn in a couple, 3 different ways with just, you know, either relationships or, you know, career or just kind of really not knowing where in the heck you were going and doing. 46 continued that restlessness because you had a 5. I mean, you just had a run of like, of hearts, I'll say, for a while here.
Yeah.
You had that 5 of clubs last year in your 46th year. And again, that's that restlessness. It's just like, what in the world am I doing? And it's like, and this year, Jacks are great for creativity.
Yeah.
They're all, you know, but there's a lot of, I'm not sure what in the heck is going on with this. What I can tell you is, in the 48th year, you're coming out of this because last year you had, like, say, the 47th year, you had the Jack of Diamonds. This year you've got the Queen of Diamonds. And this is talked about self-mastery. So you're going to be mastering yourself in terms of finances, in terms of values. And you've got a really good run of cards coming up in your 48th year.
Right.
You've got, like, you know, you've got a 6 of clubs and a 4 of diamonds right out the gate in Mercury. It's a short-lived thing, but it's like it's finding your purpose and direction with the clubs. It's like you may end up going back to school to learn something new or learn something different. You may take off in a whole different line of work or, you know, whatever in the mundane, that, you know, other than what you've done.
Right.
But that 4 of diamonds really talks about getting some stability, okay? It's going to be, I'll say, mercurial. It's going to be, you know, maybe not short-lived, but it's like it's going to jumpstart your year, okay?
Right.
You go to Venus, and you've got a 2 of clubs, and you've got a 6 of hearts. So whatever, you know, whatever's coming in terms of relationship, you might have some kind of karmic relationship, especially with a heart and Venus, okay? But the 2 of clubs is called, it's called the conversation card, but it's also called the argumentative card. But it's really that desire to be in a partnership in some way, shape, or form. So that's kind of happening there. In your Mars time frame, you've got 2 hearts. You've got an 8 of hearts and a queen of hearts. playing with the queen of hearts, okay? So it's really, and that's in the dealing with men time frame. So you're, you know, with that ace and the queen, both in hearts, it's like, you know, you're looking for love. And ironically, the queen is the marriage card. So it's like,
listen, I've had a lifelong marriage with whatever work I do, and so that the marriage there is no doubt going to be another new career that's going to make me feel fulfilled and all of that kind of good stuff. So
that's good. That is good. In your Jupiter time frame that's coming up, though, you've got this 8 of spades, which is like the power card. It's the eights are all very powerful cards, but the 8 of spades is like it sits in the top of the suits there, so that's really a positive one. And in your Jupiter time frame, that is just like the world just became your oyster. You were just handed the keys to the city, and it's like, you know, go forth and conquer. The only thing that's there that is, you know, is a watch out moment is the 7 of hearts. It's like have a little faith and love will come to you, okay? So but that's in your Jupiter time frame, and it's going to be, I'm going to say, probably nothing but good. So it's you know, you got some really positive things there. The only glitch in your get along this year is going to be your Saturn time, because you've got 2 really hard cards there. You've got a 3 of spades and you've got the 7 of diamonds. So those, you know, Saturn is, you know, get out the backhoe, and you're not the backhoe. Get out your hand hoe, and it's work, work, work. But it's like you've got a lot of creative ideas. 3s are about creativity, but watch out that you don't get stressed, because under Saturn you can tend to be like, again, like the hamster on the wheel, where things just spin around and around and around, and you get stressed. So don't let it stay in the stress mode. It's like take it, and it's like this is where we say earlier in the year when you're going through really good times, carry a little. Just one of those little bitty pocket, you know, pocket notebooks, you know, like the spiral-bound pocket notebooks, and a pen with it. When you get fantastic ideas, don't censor them. Just write the date, write the idea. Don't say, oh, that's so harebrained, it would never work. Because when you come into times like this of your creativity, all of a sudden there's ways that things work. You know, it's really funny how that does that. With that 7 of diamonds, you're going to have some issues, and especially in Saturn, there's going to be some issues with the finances. But again, it's like don't shoot, you know, what's called don't shoot yourself in the foot with what you say. This is the time frame where you need to be saying, I am prosperous. I am abundant. I am, you know, having positive things come into my life. I am experiencing, you know, wonderful things. It's like, you know, so make some really strong positive I am there, and don't worry about the money. Just let it, you know, just go, okay, I'm going to shoot at least the gun into the air so I'm not shooting myself in the foot. Okay?
Yeah, right. Gotcha.
Really positive. Okay?
Gotcha. Cool.
In the Uranian time frame, you've got a 10 of spades and an ace of clubs. Tens, again, those are really like the blessed cards. It's like, you know, you've got a support system of 10. You're going to have, and that's going to be in work with your, you know, and it's going to be unusual, okay? The Uranus, like I say, the double lightning bolts, that's the Aquarius, things are unexpected, can be really spiritual, can have just, you know, unexpected twists and turns. Just, you know, it's hard to say be ready to be unexpected, because that's why it's unexpected, because, you know, it's
right.
Not expected. So there's going to be some really cool things. I like to think of it as cool, because Aquarius is cool, you know, whatever it is. But in that time frame, you're going to have some really, you know, whatever you want to do with it, it's like you're going to have some real good blessings there. That Ace of Clubs, that, again, is a venture of maybe adding to what you're learning, or in this case, it might be, you know, making your brochure and teaching your class, something like that. It's like sharing something, sharing knowledge with the world in some way, shape, or form in an unusual way. The last one there, Neptune, your Neptune time frame, you've got a 10 of clubs. And again, Neptune, the only one is I'll say it's the illusion, it's the dreamer, it's the, you know, it's like these are the grandiose things that can happen. The only, you know, contraindication there is watch out that you don't have the rose-colored glasses on so thick that it, you know, your dream becomes a nightmare when you take them off. So just be really cautious when you're dealing with people in the Neptunian time frame, because something that looks really fantastic and really good could turn out to be, you know, a pot of ashes, okay? So just exercise caution in your Neptune time frame, you know, for this year coming up. Now, this one, your Pluto and result cards this year are phenomenal. It's like you've got, for your challenge, your Pluto card is the King of Spades. And this is usually the one that says, you know, you can set your own course. You are, you know, the captain of the ship. It's like, you know, you're steering this puppy wherever you want to steer it. But that's your challenge. Your result for that, or the resolution for that, is you got the Queen of Spades. So it's like if you're playing poker, this is, you know, this is a good pair to have here, okay? But it's about your self-mastery. So it's like when you master yourself, the result is mastering yourself, and you will master everything else that's there. So this, you know, this may be a year where you are coming into, with that Queen of Diamonds long, you got three queens, because you got that Queen of Diamonds showed up again as your environment card. So it's like you've got the Queen of Diamonds twice, you've got a Queen of Hearts, you've got a Queen of Spades, so it's like you've got a lot of self-mastery going on this year.
Right on.
But the net result is, it's like if you want to have that business of your own, it's like, and this might be the time to be, you know, your own entrepreneur and say, what do I want to teach the world? What do I, you know, it's like if think ahead 50 years and go, on my tombstone I would like to read, or, you know, it's like when they're given the epitaph at my funeral, whatever, it's like, what would I like them to say about my life? And this is the time to think ahead and then go in reverse and say, okay, so I want this said, so this is what I'm going to do, and here's my course, and here's where I'm going to go. So it's kind of that, it's, you know, you're going to have some introspection moments there of what do I really want to get across, and if I had 15 minutes to talk to the planet that I could make, you know, a contribution or a difference in everybody's life, what would I say? And it's like, it's that kind of condensation.
Right. Awesome. Perfect.
Mandela, well.
Thank you. I've taken so much of your time.
Oh, let me tell you, Chris, remember, before you get off, and I have a whole board full of callers, so I want to tell you, Chris, somebody has stepped up. In fact, three people have stepped up. Kelly's husband is here again, and I have two people, and I don't know what, I think that, you know, because I never know who they're for, although I asked them to step up. One is a guy, and I have a woman here. So I don't know if you have anybody in spirit. This one woman said, she's just like me. She's kind of got shorter hair. but it looks like they're curly, shorter hair. So it's kind of like maybe, I think in maybe that, you know, her, maybe she was born. I don't know when she would have passed. But then I have another guy, which is really interesting, and I'm trying to find out. He's showing me, it almost looks like a Scottish outfit, because he's in, like, the hat is plaid, but it has one of those little twirly things on top, and then he's got socks on. So I like, you know, knee highs. And he said he's a great uncle or something. Do you have any Scottish or any descent in the in that would wear a costume like that or some type of outfit like that? Because he's saying something about I'm her, and he has a mustache. It kind of looks like a cartoon figure of somebody who lives in Scotland, somebody who lived in Ireland, something that has that outfit. And, you know, I want to say beekeeper, but I don't think he's a beekeeper, but because it's not that kind of hat. But he says he's a great uncle. So I'm not quite sure. Maybe you need to check through your family. But I do.
Well,
have
I do, but I mean, and he would be a cartoon. He's a joke, the guy. If it's my great uncle, then he's totally a joker, a jokester, and he's probably the furthest thing from Scottish that you could be. But that's probably the guy. Like if it, that's probably the guy. I mean, he's the closest sort of grandfather figure. He's the only male relative I ever got a chance to really get to know and spend a lot of time with. So that's probably him.
Yeah, he's kind of showing me. It might be that you used to watch the show. He's showing me, and I can see him laughing, but when I'm describing him, it's a cartoon character.
Yeah.
So I know he's here, and I know this woman's here. I don't know who the woman is, but they kind of know each other. So maybe it's, you know, I don't know if it's his wife.
If it's my grandma, you see, this great uncle is my grandmother's sister's husband. You know what I mean? So my grandmother's sister, her husband.
They're connected.
And,
they're connected.
Yeah, so very much. Awesome. Cool.
Okay,
thanks.
Well,
that's
I'm going to let Kelly take her rest of her people, but I love you,
thank
Chris,
you.
And you know that. Have a great show tonight.
All right, and thank you very much, Kelly. I appreciate that. Take good care, everybody.
Yes,
bye-bye.
That's
great.
Helpful.
Okay, Kelly, we are just so – I'm going to take this caller. Actually, one of the callers dropped, and she'd wait over an hour to talk to you. So let me tell everybody in chat that if she calls back and I know the number, I'll take her right away. Or when Kelly comes back, which will be in a week or two, because we're going to wait till after the season. Everybody's busy with Christmas, Hanukkah, holidays, Kwanzaa, whoever, you know, whatever holidays you have. Kelly is going to come back pretty quickly, and she will be a regular here. So I'm going to take this number. I'm going to take 6181, but they're all these calls are for Kelly, so make sure when you're asking something, you're going to get a reading from Kelly. So hi, 6181, how can I help you today? Okay, well,
might
all right, we're going to go to line.
They might have pressed their own mute button. Sometimes that happens is like people accidentally mute themselves because I've done that to myself before.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have the next call. It says live. It's live with us.
Yes, can you hear me?
Hi, I'm so happy because, like, my mantra is alive or dead. So you're the live one. I'm waiting for the next one to come that says dead. So I am so happy you're live. Here's Kelly. Kelly, this is live.
Hi, Kelly.
Live, okay.
This is Crystal.
Can we have your name? I'm sorry. It just came over as live. What is your name?
Yes, it's Crystal. And Kelly, we're actually Facebook friends.
You're friends with Kelly?
I'm Facebook.
Well, go ahead, Kelly.
Hello.
Hi.
Is the last name start with an A?
I'm sorry?
I say on Facebook, last name, does that start with an A?
No, it's Crystal Lee.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha,
yeah.
Okay.
We spoke before, actually, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's your month and day, and how old are you?
It is 7/15/83, and I'm 30.
Okay, M 3715. Okay, right in the middle of Cancerian. Well, not quite in the middle. It's like last decancer, whatever it is. Okay, you, oh my goodness. You are a King of Clubs,
and you've got a Two of Clubs as your planetary ruler. What I can tell you right straight up here is if you're not in a relationship already, you're looking for somebody really special, because ladies who are Kings of Clubs, it takes a really special guy to be able to handle the kind of power that you guys, you know, that you girls have who are Kings of Clubs.
Mm-hmm.
You girls who are Kings. Okay. So are you in a relationship currently, or are you looking for somebody?
No, I just actually had ended one a few months ago.
Gotcha. Okay. He couldn't take it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that happens. It does. All right. Let's see. And at 30 here. Okay. So this year, and what I'm going to do here is I'm going to encourage you to go back, and I'm just going to talk fast here. It's like, you know, if you get your pen and paper and you can catch this, great. If not, go back in the archives and catch this.
Yeah, that's what I'll report
it. Okay, there you go. All right. Okay, so 7:15. Okay, your Mercury time frame, of course, begins, that's your individual year, begins on July 15th, and it goes until September 5th. Your Venus time frame went from September 5th to October 22nd. Your Mars time frame started October 22nd, and it's still running. It goes until December 18th, so you're still in your Mars time frame, which might have been, if you're really recently ending in your relationship, that it makes a lot of sense to me that it would have happened in the Mars time frame. The good news is Jupiter is coming up, and that starts December 18th, and that goes clear through until February 9th. Then your Saturn time frame, yippee for Valentine's Day, Saturn time frame is from February 9th until April 2nd. Thank God it's not April 1st, though. The Uranian time frame starts April 2nd, and it goes through till May 24th, and then your Neptune time frame starts May 24th, and, of course, goes to the end of your year. Okay, so at 30, we're looking at, oh, wow, this year for your long range, you've got a 9 of diamonds, and, of course, 9s, any of those, it's, you know, as one door closes, another door opens. It's like this, this year is going to feel like graduation year, because you can, a lot of that, it's like, you know, think back to high school graduation, like all year long, okay? It's like, you know, you're going to have things closing and other things opening. But if you can look at it as really and truly a graduation and saying, okay, I'm stepping through this door, it's like this time, you know, this moment is ending and that's okay, and I'm going to let it go, I'm not going to hang on to it because this other door is opening and I'm going to go through this and we're going to get something, you know, totally good, totally new. It's like the phoenix when the bird, you know, burns up, it goes down into its own ashes, but then it arises again, you know, and is reborn. So this is what this is like, you know, for you this year. It's like you're being tested. It's like you're being refined as by fire. You're, you know, going through trials and tribulations, and whatever's going on with that, it's okay because it's going to burn away the things that don't need to be there. It's going to expose, you know, you look in the mirror and go, okay, I've just learned something about myself. Do I like this quality? Do I not? And it's going to really allow you some introspection for you know, make bringing yourself to a higher level and making yourself better, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your Mercury time frame, you have the 8 of diamonds and the Ace of Spades, okay? Ace of Spades is, you know, typically called the death card. Whether it's, you know, death of a job, death of a marriage, death of a, you know, whatever.
What month was that? I'm sorry.
That was in your Mercury time frame. So that would have been starting in July for, you know, for like 52 days. And, of course, you know, part of this is these things are more likely to happen in the time frame that they're at. But it's also likened to a watercolor picture where it kind of colors when you have those, you know, the two cards in that time frame. It's like a gentle watercolor wash for the whole year. So it's like when things happen, you can look back and go, okay, that happened. It didn't precisely happen in Mercury, but, you know, this happened here. So it's like it kind of, you know, tints it for the whole year. So you've got, again, that's that, it's the card of the Magi. It's the card of transformation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you've really got some transformative things happening. But that was the Mercury time frame, which was, you know, I could say that was July to, like, what, September, whatever it was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Venusian time frame, you've got a 6 of Hearts and you've got a 10 of Spades. So your 6 of Hearts talks about a karmic, you know, karmic relationship. And it's like whether it's, you know, whether it's something coming to an end, something, you know, new happening, whatever, it's like, you know, you've got a certain amount of karmic things happening there. And under Venusian, I'll say it'll happen in the most, hopefully, loving way possible. But there's a lot of power with that Ten of Spades. It may manifest out as this is going to happen regardless. And, you know, you might sometimes feel like you just got, you know, run over by the steamroller, okay, on the road of life. In the Mars time frame, you've got a Jack of Clubs and you've got an Ace of Diamonds. So you've got some new beginnings for finances, for values, you know, for finances, for ways to make money, but it's a new beginning of some new values. It's, you know, again, it's that transformation and looking at things, what is important to me in life, you know, what is, a lot of introspection this year. Okay, with the Jack, a lot of creativity with the Jack. You just have to be careful that you keep them on, I'll say, the high side, because, you know, on the high side, they're great. You know, they're fantastic. There's a lot of, you know, good positive energy. It's you know, creative. It's, you know, just, you know, really the fun parts. It's like you think of maybe not, you know, like the court jester or like a page, you know, somebody who's really, you know, like fun-loving, that kind of stuff. The flip side of that, though, of any of the Jacks is kind of the bad boy, kind of the downside, kind of the, you know, little shady deal things happening. It's like, you know, watch your purse, watch your, you know, car keys, watch, you know, just watch and be careful, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking of that, let's see, I'm going to share this, Bonnie, I think I shared this on Facebook, I found it, is new way for carjackings, just for everybody out there, whether you're male or female. Somebody puts like a sticker on the back part of your window. If you see it, don't get out and take it off. Drive out of the parking lot, drive to your nearest cop shop, then get out and take it off. But people have their cars hijacked, so don't be victim to that. Okay. Awareness. Awareness speaks great volumes. In Jupiter, now you've got a nine of diamonds and a five of hearts. Now that's the divorce card right there. So it's like it didn't happen, you know, precisely there, but five is a divorce card. In Jupiter, there's a change of heart, change of feelings, you know, that kind of stuff. But, you know, you've got two really hard cards, but because they're in the Jupiter time frame, it's like it's going to go easier than it would ordinarily. Nine is that nine of diamonds. Again, that there's a change of values, there's the ending of some things happening, beginning of other things happening, and it can be, again, finances or values, either or both. A lot of times it's both because, you know, money is the way that we deal with on this planet at the moment. It's our means of exchange, but it's really the values that are the most important things. So, just be aware that you're going to have, you know, some speed bumps, but Jupiter's going to make it less worse than it, you know, less bad than it could be, okay? And the same with that five. There's going to be a change, that change of heart. And, you know, it's like I say, the divorce card, but it's like it's a change of heart that was coming up. Saturn. Now, here we go. We flip around, and the hard part of the year, you got two fantastic cards. So it's like, you've got a four of clubs, which is stability, really wanting stability. Think of things that have four, you know, like your kitchen table, your, you know, dogs and cats, you know. Things that have four.
Oh, I love that.
You know, you're really trying for stability, okay? And there's stability in mental thought, in mental action.
Mm-hmm.
Stability with maybe learning something new. Maybe like, return to school or an online class, something like that. You've also, in Saturn, got this Ten of Hearts, which is really, it's a blessing. It's your circle of friends, you know, kind of like think of a circle of wagons around. It's like, you know, friends and family. You're going to have a lot of support at this time for whatever is going on, okay? It's the hard part of your year, but you're going to have support and you're going to have stability, which is really kind of nice.
And what month is that?
That's your Saturn time frame, so that would have been, let's see, that's why I said go back in archives and look at these. Saturn time, that would have been like, that's going to be February. That's going to be in your Hearts and Flowers time. That's going to be February 9th to April 2nd. Okay, so that's into 2014.
Okay.
So February, pretty much, you know, the after the first week of February, 3 weeks of February and all of March and just, you know, a couple days into April, whatever's going to go on in the Ides of March, it's like you're going to have some support for that. The Uranian time frame for you, you've got a Six of Clubs, which is, any of the Sixes are karma cards. So it's like it's finding where you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to be doing. And again, because that's a clubs and that's your learning, that's your, you know, mental prowess, that kind of stuff, you may find yourself, you know, again, taking an online class, taking a seminar class, you know, taking something like that. With the Seven of Spades underneath that, that's the card of faith. That is like really learning to, you know, have that faith and just go, you know what, I'm going to take one step in front of the other. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So you just, even though you can't, this goes back to Jack Canfield on The Secret, where it's like you can drive from New York to California at night only seeing, you know, 200 feet ahead in your headlights. So this is going to be, you know, kind of like that. It's just keep taking your steps forward, whatever, You know, it's like you might be pausing and praying between each step and going, God, help me take the right step here, you know, but just keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Okay, then you have Neptune, and that is a Six of Spades. Now, there's the card of karma. So whatever's going on with that, there's going to be some reckoning in the scales of some sort or other. There's going to be some balancing. Just cautionary in Neptune, because that is, it's a planet of dreams, but it's also a planet of illusions, and it can be deception if you get your rose-colored glasses on too thick, okay? So, you know, just know that there's going to be some balancing of the scales happening in that time frame, and just, you know, kind of, if you're mentally prepared for stuff, it doesn't blindside you, which is, you know, kind of what this is about. Overall for the year, you've got Pluto, you've got your challenge card is the Two of Clubs, which is that argument card. It's the conversation card. Just be careful it doesn't, you know, doesn't get into argumentative debates, which it may have something to do with your husband, you know, or it may have others, but it's like just be careful of your mindset that, you know, so don't turn a conversation into an argument, okay? Just that caveat. Your resolution card, though, is the King of Spades. So this is really a time, the result is you can come out of this year with, you know, with this, well, I'll say wonderful introspection goes on. It's not going to feel great, you know, way into it. It's kind of like there's a really funny thing from Florida. It says, when you're up to your rear end in alligators, it's hard to remember that your first step was you were trying to drain the swamp. So there may be times you're going to put on your hip waders and hope that they are chainmail hip waders because you might have the alligators around you. Okay. For this year, but you know, net result is you'll come out of this stronger. And if you have an idea, you know, entrepreneurial, it's like, you know, if you want to be in business for yourself, this is going to be a really good time, a really good year to kind of set this up and go, okay, what do I want to do? You know, what do I want to do most with my life? What do I want to share? What's important to me? What's my passion? What is, you know, what is it that I just really love? And what do I want to share with everybody? So it's that kind of a thing. Your environment card and your displacement cards are two other cards for the year. You've got a Three of Diamonds, which is a lot of creativity, and it's like a lot of options, two or three options for either jobs or ways of earning a living or bringing in more money. It's like, you know, and it might be home stuff. It might be, you know, cake decorating. It might be, you know, building brick walls. You know, you don't, whatever it is that, you know, that you really like, you're going to have a couple of options for bringing in new finances. The displacement, the Four of Hearts is what's called one of the lesser marriage cards. It's stability in romance and love. So there may be actually some healing of the heart, you know, really, again, you know, learning to love yourself, learning, you know, that you're an awesome person because you really are. That's like a lot of times when there's, you know, been a divorce and when there's been termination of a relationship, you really, you know, you get hurt at your heart and you go, oh, what's wrong with me? But it's like, no, you know, don't take that route. Don't go, you know, what's wrong with me? Just say, okay, I learned a lesson. I've learned something and I'm okay. It's like, because I'm a good person, because you really are. You've got a good heart here. So just kind of look at it as, you know, I'm going to come out of this better. I'm going to come out of this stronger and you will. You know, remember the I am. You heard that part with the I am with Chris. It's like, you know, I am a lovable person because you are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that, Kelly. I myself do that. And I one time said, I am the queen. And yet I still have not got my crown, but I'm trying really hard. But no, all jokes aside, it is a great mantra. It's great because as a counselor, and Kelly knows this, it's all about loving. If you can't love yourself, how are you going to spread love to others? And loving yourself doesn't mean about your lipstick or hair or anything like that. It just means about your heart. So that's all I'm going to add into that one. And we've been so blessed today with so many callers. Kelly, are you ready to move to the next one, or
yes,
did you want to wrap this up?
I don't need rest on this.
You're
awesome.
Thank you. I'm so happy. You're very welcome, Kelly. I'm sorry. Do you want to say goodbye to our caller?
Yes, by all means.
Thank you.
And like, you know, If you got questions, it's like, you know, shoot me a little chat or something, you know, message on Facebook. And I haven't been on for the past week. It's like we are talk about geographically relocating. So it's like if I disappear during the month of December, it's because I am helping my daughter and her husband and two grandbabies. It's like they're refurbing this house, and we're going to be moving their household, and then we're going to be moving our household. So we have two moves in December. I can't tell you how thrilled I am to be moving in the middle of winter. It's like not. So I'm praying to the weather angels and going, I want bright and sunny.
It definitely will message you. Thank you.
You bet.
I am telling you, Kelly, you're going to be on so many times. You better get your act together in December, because January you're hitting the airwaves like crazy. So thank you so much. I really appreciate live being here. I know we said we were going to run this show 60 minutes, and we have it listed at 120. Are you able to continue with our callers
sure.
Are you pressed on?
Nope, I'm good for today, because thankfully enough, it's like my children have all their teachers have not done class connects this week because everybody's studying, because they've got finals like next week for their what they call their face-to-face finals. So it's like, nope, I'm good.
Oh, I'm so happy, because we're really thrilled to have you, and all of our callers are thrilled to have you. I just want to do a shout-out to Sky. She's in our chat room. Sky is a wonderful lady. She got a message through Phil, and it has been so wonderful for her. Sky, we love you. Thank you for following us. Thank you for being in chat. Thank you for all of your love with the show. So I'm going to go to 1136. What is it? 1135. My God, my eyes. Oh, my goodness. I need glasses, but no, I'm too young for those. Okay, 1136. Are you there, please? Or is it 5?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Oh. Hi. What is your name?
My name is Doreen, and I had to call you. I usually use my other phone, but I'm having problems with electronical things. Everything I touch seems to have static.
Oh, us too.
Yep.
Well, Doreen, join the crowd. And I am so happy that you called. I'm handing you over to Kelly. She's so awesome that there wouldn't be anything more that I could say. Kelly, go for it, babe.
All righty. Well, you already know. I just need your birth month and date and your current age.
Okay. 3/20, and I'm 54. Okay.
54. All right. Hey. All right. You were born in 59. Cool. So was I. Recognize that number. All right. Okay. Let's see. Now you are right on the cusp. Have you ever had this? Because I don't do astrology stuff, but there is a differentiation here. You are definitely a three of diamonds as your birth card, but we have an option. If you know if you're a Pisces, it's going to be one card, or if you're an Aries, it's going to be a different card for your planet.
Yeah, I'm a Pisces.
Yep. Okay, so that makes your birth card, or your birth, or your planetary ruler is a nine of spades. So, wow. So you've gone through life. This is underlying. It's like you've had a lot of high school graduations in your life, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I could only handle one, but no, I'm a kid.
Right. Okay, let's see. Financial creativity. Yours is, and it's like, and that's hard. It's like, I will say Pisces, it's like you guys, and you're right on the cusp there too, but it's like you're, Pisces seems to have, every Pisces person I've ever met, it's the water. And it's like you guys have a lot of what I'll call the Charlie Brown issues. It's like a lot of wishy-washy stuff. It's like, you know, not quite sure, do I do this, do I do that? So a lot of times, and here you are with this financial creativity card, and ironically enough, the first thing out of the gate is it's considered one of the most difficult life paths of all the cards, especially when you're a woman, because you've got the Queen of Diamonds as your personality and karma card, which is the other most difficult card in the deck.
When you chose this one
to come in, it's like you really wanted to advance grades. That's all I'm going to say. This is like the little schoolhouse of life, and it's like you chose to come in to learn some really difficult lessons in life. And
right.
I'm sure that's probably manifesting, which is why you're calling us today. So,
wow.
But it's indecision and values, along with, and you've got some past life relationship karma that you're kind of working out. You've got this Six of Hearts as your karma card. It just speaks to it. It results in a lot of challenges with your affections. You can also be some of the biggest worriers about your finances. And I'm going to say, I had a dad who was a Virgo, and I didn't think that anybody could be a worse worrier, but it's like I've met some threes, and absolutely you guys can. Actually, my son-in-law is also a three of diamonds. So I understand this. I'm going, oh, my goodness, my condolences is what I first want to say.
married someone that's a Pisces as well. He was born the day before me.
Oh my
so
goodness.
It's kind of crazy, you know?
I bet. But that, you know, but the Two of Diamonds person is really, I mean, even as a Pisces, Two of Diamonds, they have a whole different genre. It's like, you know, they want to be in relationship, and even though it's about their values, it's like they still have a little more stability than you threes do. It's like, all I can say is, like I said, my condolences for threes. But all you guys, all you threes, you're guilty of worry and indecision, and you've got to find constructive outlets for this overactive, I'll say, imagination sometimes. And the best result or best remedy is just to find some expression of your creativity. You've got to express yourself, whether you do it with, you know, watercolor paints, drawing, whether you do it with baking cakes, whether you do it with making bread, whether you do it with sewing, whether you do it with, you know, I've seen bricklayers creative, you know, rocklayers, or like, you know, horticulture, whatever it is, you know, maybe you make patterns in your garden, whatever it is that trips your trigger, whatever your love is in life, find that creative niche for it, because you need that outlet. You absolutely have to have it. That's a must for you guys. You've got a natural interest in metaphysics, and you need to kind of, you know, cultivate that spiritual aspect if you're going to have more peace and harmony in your life and really overcome a lot of the hurdles and temptations that are thrown at you. You've got
right.
a mind.
That's right on. Yeah, okay. That's right on. Yep. That's what
okay.
I'm doing presently.
Excellent. Okay. You've gotten into the groove. Good deal. You've got a mind. Your mind can penetrate what's called the secrets of the universe, really. You have the ability to, you know, to be a laser and to look and really, you know, figure things out. But among the secrets lies the understanding about your own personal stuff, your own personal life, your personal karma, and the things that you're here to deal with. It's really about understanding yourself. And just having that understanding will bring a lot of peace into your life. You always, always know right from wrong. Although sometimes you kind of go, oh, I'm just ignoring what I know. And it's like that will get you into hot water, though, okay?
Yeah.
When you're operating out of the high side of that card, you're very, you know, extremely creative, very productive. You express yourself in a multiplicity of, you know, productive ways, you know, whether it's writing, you know, whatever. Writing the first thing that popped to mind is like going, you could do your own greeting cards. Okay, whatever. You can be the greatest entertainers, public speakers. You know, if you go join the library there, it's like, you know, the kids will love you for story puppet time. Okay, you know, just stuff like that. You've got this really powerful mind, and you've usually got a powerful voice to match it. So with that voice, with the mental resources you have to back it up, you can be, you know, one of the most effective promoters, okay, once you found something, emphasis, that you really believe in, that you really want to promote. And it's like, you know, if you found a good product, you could sell snowballs to Eskimos, okay, if you believe in it, all right? See what I'm saying?
Oh, that's true. So you're right on that one as well.
Okay. You do have more satisfaction and success in a business where you can travel, where you can do like various, you know, different types of things, you know, variety. And there's also someone younger for whom you make sacrifices, whether it's, you know, your children, nieces, nephews, you know, whatever it is, people in your family. You've got two nines in your life path, and your later life can be, you know, where you're at now, it can be disappointing unless you develop your spiritual side, which is going to give you that peace and wisdom, okay?
Right.
You're here to try many different ideas on for size and then settle on the truth, you know, so you're like in the shoe shop of life here already. You're just going.
Well, you know, I'm presently, like I said, I made my mind up, and I am going in the metaphysical direction, and I'm learning right now.
Excellent.
So it's,
you
I mean, that,
it's like,
I did feel like an uneasiness.
For me, I was like, I was going to get that in your late 20s. It's like, wow.
I've had the kids. I'm married. I'm happily married. I had the kids. Now I have grandchildren.
Yep.
So now it's my time just for me, you know?
There you go.
I love that.
There you go.
I love that,
yeah.
Because if it's not your
like,
time, I mean, we're here for us.
What are the two nines that you're talking about? I didn't understand that, like the two nines in my life.
Oh, yeah, that's in your life path. That's like in what's called a life reading. It's like Chris had mentioned that because, you know, because this thing will go where it's got like, I mean, literally your whole life from like, it goes from 0 to 100, okay? Yeah. So, you know, age-wise, okay? So you've got the two nines that are in your life path, in your later life path. Let's see if I can find specific. That's one of those things. It's like this is why when I do these privately, it takes time to do these. And it's like I'll usually spend like an hour or, you know, hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours with somebody just, you know, going over different stuff because there's a lot here, okay?
Yeah.
you're getting the thumbnail version today, okay?
Yeah, I'm getting the quotes.
Right. Yeah, exactly. There you go. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Kelly, if you know what, you can tell. I'm going to let you do this at the end of the show because I know that you, you're just speeding away here, that people can get full readings from you, and you can make arrangements to get a full reading from Kelly. I know she'll probably tell you what she charges and how to reach her at the end of the show. And anybody that's interested into a full reading, I'm going to tell you, I had, I think, 10 pages after I got done with Kelly, and she gave me that for my birthday. So I suggest anybody that would like a full reading from Kelly, please call her. Please buy a reading. This is why we do the shows, and she's fabulous. I don't bring anybody to my shows that aren't fabulous. So go ahead, Kelly. I just wanted her to know she can get a full reading.
Have your site. Write it down.
I'm sorry?
Could I have, like, an email site to contact you?
Right now I'm lousy with email. I do. It's like it's in conjunction with our other shows. It's slc.on.btr. It's short for Spiritual Learning Channel on Blog Talk Radio, but there's a dot between the on. So it's slc.on.btr and it's at Gmail. So yeah.
Okay, SOC?
Yep.
Okay, SOC.on.btr?
Yep, at Gmail.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, I just said that's awesome.
Yeah, you could post it on my Facebook page also. You can post where, you know, you can go in and post for, go into my, send a message. Actually, it's write a post and write and tell people where they can find you. They can look it on my website.
Sure. Okay. Sounds good. I know. I've never quite gotten around to a website because it's one more thing I'd have to babysit. So usually I tell people, find me on Facebook, you know, come into the group and it's like, you know, ask questions in there because I'm most likely when I'm on Facebook, it's like I'll go, you know, to our group site and check if there's any questions, you know, comments or whatever. The other thing is just call my phone. It's like 719-289-4907. Leave a message. Leave a Twitter message. Leave your name, leave your number. It's not psychic enough to, you know, to discern phone number.
That's right, because you can do a reading by Skype, can't you, Kelly? You can do a reading by Skype, because that's how I had my reading. So if
the nice thing about Skype is I can record those, and then it's like when I'm done with recordings, it's like I can, you know, can email them to the person, so it's like so they've got them as a reference, you know. Yeah.
I love that. Okay, well, you know, I'm all about love, and I love this whole show, and you know I love you, Kelly, so continue, please. I know she's very excited about her reading, so go ahead.
Alrighty, thank you. Okay, in relationships, again, you know, this the fact that you're a three, the fact you're a queen, it's like I'm so impressed that you're, you know, that you're married with kids. It's like, yes, that's fantastic. It's like that's really good.
Grandkids. I have both. You know.
Yep. Me too. I currently have four with five. The number five on the way. It's like, and I still have an 11 and 13 year old in the house. So it's like life is very interesting around here.
Oh, it is, right? Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah. But there's such great creativity in this card. You come into this life feeling like there's boundless realms to explore and experience. You know, at some point you realize you have some fears of abandonment and betrayal that you've got to deal with along the way. And it's like I'm going to say at your current age, you've probably kind of dealt with those, you know, and that's something in the past. There's also, let's see, you've got a...
You know, the only abandonment that I would have felt, I just felt my parents died, I think, before their time.
Oh,
and I had another sibling that had passed, you know, that, you know, never came into the world. And I just felt like at one point, like, I, you know, besides, like, my husband and the family that we have, I felt like, you know, like my family was gone, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
I could relate to that. I came from a very, very old family. I'll just say my grandparents were born in the 1800s. So it's like, my folks were, like, you know, in their early 40s when they had me. So it's like everybody in my family was dying.
Yeah,
I'm currently, I think, like the oldest person in my family. Okay, yeah. So I understand that.
Mine too. Yes.
Oh golly. Okay, you've got, the other part is you've got a Six of Hearts as your first karma card. So, you know, when you arrived on this planet, you've learned this lesson already, I'm really sure. It's like when you were younger, you might have been a little bit thoughtless, you know, about how other people, you know, felt, and, you know, kind of had this carefree nature, and could leave other people, you know, feeling uncertain about it. But by this time, you know, in this lifetime, you're learning the value of being consistent with your love and affections to people. And it usually takes time, so, you know, that's a lot of your romantic happiness actually is going to come later in your life. So it's like, and this again, it's kind of like the golden years. It's like I can see that, you know, coming into where, you know, you got the kids out of the nest, you got the grandkids, and now it's time, you know, to enjoy yourself and you and your husband really have some time together, if that's what you want.
I love that. I love that because, you know, I'm all about love. So, you know, when you get into those golden years, you just give me a call because that's what I do. But I have to tell you, we have time for, like, one more caller. We can wrap
this
up.
Thank you so very much. It's been phenomenal.
Oh,
really phenomenal.
You
made my day. Thank you.
All righty. Well,
please listen and go like us. Go like Bonnie Albers on air because Kelly is going to be a co-host after the holidays. And
okay.
I would really, really appreciate you to like us because then you'll get notified when we're off.
Oh, great.
Okay?
Sure. Thank you
so
much.
Well, have a wonderful
day. Have a happy holiday. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye. Hey, Kelly, I know that this is just, I can't tell you how much people want this. I am just so excited that we can offer this. Yeah, and I'm going to take the next caller. The next caller is 4859, and we've got about 10 minutes, and then I'm going to have to wrap it up.
I've got to talk to that.
4859. Hi, you're on. Hi. We can't hear you. Is your volume low?
I can't hear you. Make sure you're not muted.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What is your name?
Who we talking
about? Am I on?
Yes,
that's you.
You're on.
You're on live.
You're live with Bonnie.
Okay.
Bonnie Albers on air and Kelly.
I just want a general reading.
Okay.
It's Kelly who's giving you the reading today. So Kelly needs a few things from you, and if you can give them to her, you've got about 10. We're short about 10 minutes, Kelly. I'll have to quickly break you up, but go ahead and go for it.
Okay. Just need your month and date and current age.
My birthday is 4/22/66.
66. Okay, you're going to make me do math. Okay, 6, 7, 8, 9, 13, 7. So we're looking at your 47 this year?
Yes.
76, okay, all right.
You, girlfriend, are Einstein, so you should be able to do those numbers.
No, and it's like my calculator's never around when I need it. I'm just getting better at doing math. Oh, golly. Okay, let's see. April 22nd. Ah, here we go. All right. In addition to being, let's see, is that Aries? No, you're into Taurus. Okay. You are a queen of clubs, and you have got a five of clubs as your planetary ruler. Queens are your, for starters, you're in the royal house. Queens are about self-mastery, but you have a tendency to mother him like everybody around you. It's like if there's a chick in the neighborhood who hasn't come to you, I'm surprised, okay? Talking about people there. Oh, golly. Because you do. You tend to shelter everybody. And it's actually called the mother of intuition card. So I'm going to say that you're... Your intuition is like, you know, a lot of people don't like that word psychic, so it's like pick another word that fits, you know, whether it's your ESP, whether it's your gut feelings, whether it's your hunches, whether it's that little voice that goes off inside your head like Thomas Magnum, whatever it is, you've got a lot of intuition. Oriented, okay, and receptive in nature. With this club, you would do very well, like dealing in like publishing trades, like administrative work, or even that horrible P word, that psychic work, you know, the intuitive work. You're always aware of your place in what's called the royal court, and you resist, even as a child, you resist anybody trying to mold you in any way that you don't want to go. You've got a displaced card, which is a three of hearts, as well as a five of clubs in your Venusian position, and it... tells us that there's some uncertainty, some indecisiveness about love and friendship. And sometimes it makes it hard for you to find lasting happiness in those areas. It's like, you know, it's more of a challenge. It's not that you won't find it. It's just that you really have to work at it. You are abundant in your mental gifts, whether you realize it or not. You're always receiving knowledge from, I'll just say, the other side. It's like, you know that my favorite Martian, the little guy with the antennas, okay? You're always getting downloaded, you know, from the universe, if you will. You've got an incredibly organized mind. You know, you're really able to organize well. But sometimes you live life at such a high pitch, you're stressed out or you're overdoing it. You've got an Ace of Spades in Jupiter, which promises, actually, that's the transformation card. It promises a lot of rewards, the big gift. If and when you follow spiritual or intuitive lines of work or pursuit, you've got a deep heritage of knowledge from past lives that's always available. You're also known as the Mother Mary card, and you have a lot of quote children, whether it's nieces, nephews, adopted people, whatever, that you make sacrifices for in your life, just like Virgin Mary underwent sacrifice of her son. You're very creative, very resourceful. A lot of times you'll have two or more jobs and, a lot of interest. It's like, a Hobby Lobby might be one of your favorite places to go. You just got so many things you like to do. You do best when there's some creative expression and freedom of movement in your career. And you take pride in doing your job well, which is, that sometimes today we lose that in this age and stage. But it's like you're one of those people that it's like, like our class motto, was any job, big or small, do it well or not at all. But you take pride in what you do. And some of the queens are, the Queen of Clubs are slated to make really great contributions to our society as a whole. Whatever it is you're doing will contribute to, general humanity. And it's like, you're kind of there to up the vibration in your neighborhood, so to speak, okay? Your natural inclination is to help and nurture others. And that can be expressed in work that really it can help. You can help thousands of people or more if you really want to take that on. In relationships, a lot of the Queen of Clubs get married. Actually, this is ironic. My sister was the Queen of Clubs. But now that all of you are happy about it, or make a success of it, okay? It's just, you've got a powerful mind and you've got a lot of powerful will. There's some guys just can't handle that in your willful ways, okay? They just kind of go, feels whatever. But you carry with you some karmic seeds for one or more difficult relationships that is going to be, brought into your life fruition at some point. And for that reason, sometimes you try marriage, you go, oh, forget this, I'm not going to try this again. Or the flip side can be true, and you just go, okay, I'm in the trenches, and I'm going to do this for the long haul. Sometimes you change your mind a lot about what you want, and that can make a partner feel really insecure about, does she love me today? Does she love me not? It's like the flower petal, love me not, okay? That can cause, a separation, not just, maybe not a physical separation, but it causes, I'll say, a mental gap, an emotional gap in there, okay? You operate, though, on a higher frequency, and it kind of means that your partner has got to have some, I'll say, mental giftedness, some intuitive ability of his own, really, some matching communication skills to really make it work well. When you find a partner like that, you guys are both going to be over the moon, okay? There is a certain amount, again, that emotional indecision that adds to the challenges that you have to, you deal with, when you fall in love. And you do. It's like, here's another one of these. You carry some of the most challenging emotional and relationship karma of all the cards in the deck. And this kind of indication, you've got a Seven of Hearts in Saturn, and you've got a Three of Hearts as your first karma card. And both of those are, they're kind of universal. It's like, it's ironic because you get into relationship to express love, and then it's like you're being asked to be unattached to it. So it's like it's a conundrum. You kind of go, okay, it's like not changing your partner. It's just, both of those cards indicate emotional needs, and it's like it requires care to deal with effectively. But because you're the Queen of Clubs, you, with determined effort, you can apply yourself in that area with great success. The question just is, your individual preference, do you want to make the effort? Because sometimes, Queen of Clubs will find a balance with relationship that's a lot, that's long term. But just there seems to be a lot of openness in it. Your work is often your first love, and relationships and the work required, that energy required to make true intimacy and a relationship work, get kind of put on the back burner. You know, it's kind of a lower priority in your life. With all the love, though, you have to give, you've got some of the greatest potential for fulfillment and relationship. You can literally, you can be the princess who marries the prince, you know, later becomes the queen, you know, but will be happily ever after. It's like you've got that, that potential there, too. Let's see here. How are we doing?
That's
time
me. Yeah, we're going to have to wrap it up in about a minute. But I've got to tell you, I am just so wrapped up into the fact that I'm the princess and queen, and I wanted to marry the king. I mean, my husband, if he's listening, I love you so much, and you are a king to me. But that sounded like me. Oh, my goodness. And I don't think I have the same reading. So I have to tell you, that sounded fabulous. It sounded so fabulous, and we've got 2 minutes. I'll let her go about 2 more minutes, and then I want to talk with you before we actually wrap it up in the next 3. So go ahead and finish with her, please.
Okay, everything's great so far.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
awesome.
And thank you for confirmation. It's like, you know, because a lot of times I go on and I'm going to go, I forget to stop. It's like, does this make sense to you? It's like, I'm hoping it's making sense. Okay.
Well, I'm gonna have 27 years married this month. So my king. Yeah, he is my king.
He is your king. Awesome. So you learned those at a younger age. That's really good too. Okay, just kind of looking at you in general for your year, you've got five of hearts as your long range. So it's like there's some restlessness. You know, it's like maybe you guys are relocating or something. You know, a lot of times five can be relocation. I'm going to do this really quick. In your Mercury time frame, you've got, year 47, you've got a three of hearts and a four of spades. So it's like, some things that may have been with, other people, other relationships, friendships, something like that, going on. In the Venus time frame, you've got a five of diamonds and a two of spades, and please go back in the archives and listen to this one. Mars, you have a four of spades and a nine of diamonds. In the Jupiter time frame, you've got a seven of spades and a king of clubs. In your Saturn time frame, you've got a jack of clubs and a six of clubs. In your Uranian time frame, you've got a seven of diamonds and a ten of clubs. In the Neptune, you've got that ten of clubs finishing up there. So you've got that actually for like 104 days there. The long range, as I said, was the five of hearts. For your Pluto, your challenge card this year is the business card. It's the King of Diamonds. So there might be a challenge to, you know, like looking at, maybe you're looking at going into a business or, you know, something with work there. The result for that is the resolution card is the Seven of Clubs, which is like it's having faith that things are going to work out financially. The environment card is the Queen of Spades. So that really talks about you're going to have self-mastery in a lot of areas. And the displacement card is an ace of hearts. It's like somewhere along the line, it's like, you know, you're finding a new love in life, whether it's career, whether it's like, maybe grandchildren, maybe, you know, whatever. But there's some new loves coming into your life, because a lot of times when you're in that age and stage, it's like, you know, there's new loves added to your life, you know, maybe a new pet, something like that. So that's kind of where you're at for the whole year look, and it's like hopefully we'll get back to you at a time we can kind of go over what some of those are.
You gave me a lot of information.
We'll go back to the archives. Please listen to us. Like us so you can hear when we're both on again. I always like Kelly. My girl in chat, Diana, says, you're just chomping at the bit, Bonnie. And I always say that when I have a guest, I let her read. I am just so happy and just ecstatic that all of you could understand what Kelly does. It's not easy. Kelly went so quickly today because I had a reading with Kelly, so I always know when I bring people in here, she'll take an hour with you when you do reading and more. So that you got so much in such a little time, I don't even know, Kelly, how you did it, and I know all our callers and listeners appreciated it. So
as long as it's helpful and helps people, you know, it's kind of like, you know, here's the road signs, and it's like, you know, you're coming up to a road sign, it's like, do you want to turn right, turn left, go forward to the chat, or go backwards and see all the potholes, you know? That's what I look at these as. Well, it's just kind of like, you know, here's your options.
Well, I've got to say goodbye. Kelly, stay on. We have about 2 minutes, and I just want to say a few things. But just to let everybody know who we didn't get to, or that Kelly will be back on, look for my blog, look for my app Curtis. And we hope everything went well for you. And I am, okay. Kelly?
Sorry.
Okay, I just needed to say to everybody. This was Kelly, and she is fabulous. Find her on her Facebook. Kelly Coulter. She also does, and we love her, and she will be back very quickly and very soon. Kelly, I just want to thank you. I love you. You're a very close and dear friend, and I'm so happy you could be here and happy to have you on our show. And I want everybody to know we appreciate you. We love you, and love is in the airwaves. So please,
it is.
Stay tuned.
Thank you,
like us and call us. So thank you very much, and bye.